In that category, yeah. All right, welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 at 9:35 a.m. The first item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held on July 14th, 2026.
I think this is the one. Is this the ones that we had to approve this time because I wasn't? Well, that's why I abstained on that one. We were all here.
Yes.
Make a motion to approve the NBA minutes for July 14th, 2026.
Second.
Motion and a second's been made to approve as presented the meeting minutes for our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting that was held on July 14th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Issue updates on the water treatment plant project.
I have an agenda item. It'll be for both because of the funding that it's on. I'll talk about them there, but things are moving along and we're getting closed out and ready to have an open house and a ribbon cutting. It's been a great project and very grateful to Trevor Brooksby, the water and sewer operator, for the work he's done both in value engineering with it and grateful for Sunrise and Brian for the work they've done to make this a reality, and it is functioning.
All right, very good. Updates on the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center.
We're making progress. We've got some landscaping done, starting to look presentable outside. There still have some work to do on the inside. The flooring's coming along. Working on preparation to get the rest of the floor put down, and maybe Courtney could tell us, does the flooring look pretty good that's in place now?
Yeah, it looks really good. It's starting to come along.
Okay, making progress.
All right, any legislation discussion for the MBA?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are there any citizen comments today for the MBA? Let's move on and review the MBA cash summary report and the accounts receivable report.
I make the motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary for all bank accounts as of 7/16/2026.
A second motion.
A motion and a second's been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary as of 7/16/2026 for the MBA. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Also, the accounts receivable.
Did you put that? That wasn't your motion?
No.
Let's do that separately.
Okay.
Did you Did you make the motion?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It wasn't in my previous motion, so take over. Take care of it, will you?
Okay, I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt, or no, to approve the account, or acknowledge receipt of the accounts receivable report for the commission as it relates to the MBA.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary, or sorry, the accounts receivable report for the MBA. All in favor?
Aye.
Your turn.
All right. I don't see an open invoice register or reimbursement register for the MBA today, but there is a disbursement summary.
I'll make a motion to approve the disbursement summary. Zines checking dated 6/12 to 7/17/2026. In the amount of $756,733.54.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for the MBA in the amount of $756,733.54. All in favor?
Aye.
And these are just so that you know when those big numbers show up like that. Just for clarification for the minutes as well as people in the audience.
Annually, quarterly, weekly, daily. I've been around big numbers before.
Related to construction, and most of all of it's reimbursable.
Right. Jack.
Thank you.
All right. Correspondence for the MBA.
Nothing for right now.
And calendar review. Next Thursday, we do have a Dagg County Health, Business, and Community Center construction meeting, and what are they calling it?
What time is that?
Completion lessons learned lunch, but that it starts at 10. 10, and then it sounds like lunch after, I guess.
Sounds like I'll show up to that.
Yeah.
Doing the lunch.
The invitation came from Jones and DeMille, from Mark Jensen.
I'll be happy to do something if you need it done. Do you want me to contact them?
Yeah, there's nobody on with them.
Maybe just to check to see if they're planning on handling it.
Okay.
If you guys
sure.
think that's...
Sure, yeah, no, it's...
Just so that it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. Invite everybody to lunch and not have lunch.
Right, yeah. Anything else on calendar? And let's move on to policy and legislation. I don't think we have anything for item number one, discussion and consideration of contract for the Daggett County Health Business Community Center. Randy, are we... Okay, let's move on from that one. But I think maybe next week we will have something to review, hopefully. Item two, discussion and consideration of change order PATR-0001 for new doors for the Deschon Water Treatment Plant project in the amount of $5,192.
If I could defer to Brian and Trevor to explain that one.
Good morning, gentlemen. That is on the existing treatment plant building. We were going to just, where we have to raise the floor up 6 inches, we're just going to pour a step down and leave the man doors at the height they are. But we realized that created a 6-inch puddle right outside the door that was always going to flood with any rain. So we had to make the change to have that man door raised up 6 inches to match the new floor height. Only on that one end of it. The other one is staying where it is.
And the only question that I didn't think of before was, and that 6-inch step with the existing step, is that going to be a, are you good on just the boxes have been checked relative to OSHA and all that stuff on how big steps can be or not be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. We're actually eliminating the step for that door by raising the door jamb in the block wall.
Okay.
So that floor won't have the step down. But the other step down going into the office will be OSHA approved size and everything, proper sizing.
Perfect. Do you guys have any questions on that? I'll make a motion to approve Patriot Work Change Order 0001 for the new doors in the amount of $5,192.
Second.
A motion and a second's been made to approve the change order to Patriot. Is that right? It's Patriot Construction. In the amount of $5,192. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 3, discussion and consideration of purchase request from Trevor Brooksby to Mountain West Propane Inc. in the amount of $10,349.72.
So do you want to explain that one? But also on the budget side, Brian and Trevor, this is going to show up in the county one as well because of the different monies that are being used to cover costs. Can you speak to both of those relative to the door and the vaporizer so that we know? Because the PO, well, it has the project CIB on the vaporizer. Is there going to be a PO for the doors, or is it, and is that one going to be from drinking water, and is it going to come out of the budget directly? Can you turn Brian, can we can barely hear you, and I don't know if it's on our side or yours.
Oh, it might be yours. I'll try to talk a little bit louder, hopefully. Let's see.
That's, there you go.
That's
it's
better.
Working.
Okay. So the doors, we won't need a purchase order for the doors because that was just handled through that change order, go directly to Patriot. And then that does come out of Vision Drinking Water funds.
So that'll be a county. That'll be on the county side rather than the MBA.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
And then the vaporizer will come out of the CIB funds out of municipal building. So.
Okay. Just so we make that clear as it gets through Carrie's office.
Right.
And then I did a poor job. Go ahead, Carrie.
So just because it's CIB funds doesn't mean it's municipal building authority. It's attached to a project, either the tank or the treatment.
Correct.
Right, that would be correct, yeah.
So these would be the treatment, right, both?
The treatment is going to be for the vaporizer is going to be for the treatment plant, and then the step down is for the old building, so we're going to keep that as tiny. I'm not sure exactly how that would work.
I guess the question is, if it's within the scope of the money received from drinking water?
It's in the scope of the money received from drinking water, that would be correct.
And so it's still the project, it's just which funds pay for what?
Yeah.
In terms
right.
of reimbursement or payment. Is that help, Carrie, or did I nutty it?
It's still the treatment project, right?
Still the treatment project. One is funded through the CIB portion. One is funded through the drinking water grant.
Okay. So can I ask a question? Is the tank finished?
Yes, the tank is finished. Yes.
But so I can close that project out.
Not yet, all the way.
Yeah,
because no. the scope was more than just the tank from drinking water, as I understand it, but I need that reaffirmed by Brian. Or
So
the door might go towards the tank project if the tank is strictly Division of Drinking Water and the treatment is strictly CIB.
And it's not that way. We've meshed everything together. It's strictly either the tank or the treatment. The funding source doesn't tell me. I need to know the funding source, but I need to know when I enter it if it's tank or treatment.
Fair enough.
Okay, so these would both be treatment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for making us clarify that, Carrie, so things can go smooth. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Do you want to explain the vaporizer thing better? Because I'm sure I butchered it in anticipation of this PO on other meetings.
Okay, so the vaporizer, in the project, we had a vaporizer. It was a 50-gallon vaporizer. It was not large enough to run the generator that showed up. When we tried to commission our generator, it would not run at load because we could not vaporize enough propane. So we had to go with a larger vaporizer. This is a 120-gallon vaporizer. Somewhere in the project, the generators that were spec'd out versus the generator that was submitted, the generator that was submitted was larger. So it met or exceeded our requirements, so it was approved. Unbeknownst to us, this vaporizer wasn't going to be big enough that we had designed and engineered yet. On paper, the 50-gallon vaporizer should have worked, but in reality, it just could not, whether that's because of elevation and altitude. Nobody can figure out for sure why it wasn't big enough. It just was not big enough. So we had to make this change in order to get our generator to where it'll run, and we can get them back out to do the load test on it.
How many watts of power does that generator produce?
The question is, what's the wattage on the generator?
It's a 300 kW.
And so, relatively small. But the other part is, with it being bigger than the one that was initially spec'd, we won't be changing. And I'm saying this as a question more than a statement. We won't need to change generators when the treatment plan is expanded. Is that correct? It'll handle the growth?
That's correct. It should handle all of the growth. We should not need to put in a second one.
Okay.
Not a second, just be replaced in 10 years.
What was that?
Probably have it replaced in 10 years. I see small plants have at least 1.5 meg, I mean, big to handle growth, go 80% capacity beyond demand. You know, generator, if you're making power, you use that power lots of different ways on a water treatment plant.
In this case, it's the backup when the power goes out, right?
So you're always waiting for failure, just like data centers. If you have two generators or one's working, the other one's got, you have one for parts.
Or
so that's what's going to happen.
Correct.
Technology enhancements and innovation are changing all the time. Yeah. It'll be bigger and smaller in 10 years.
Thank you. Well, thank you. So the amount on the order is, or on the purchase, is $10,349.72. Parts and labor, $8,000 of that. $8,394 is the purchase price of the vaporizer, 120 gallons. Or GPH. So I'll make a motion to approve the purchase request. And the sole source request with the fact that Mountain West is the county's contracted provider and doing the work.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the purchase request to Mountain West Propane in the amount of $10,349.72, and also the sole source request to Mountain West Propane. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that covers all the items on the agenda. Is there anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn today?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:55. We are adjourned.